All right, who's got the most to prove entering the 2025 season? 301-230-0980. Marshawn Lattimore was my number one, and it's not even close with Lattimore. Lattimore hasn't really been the player that he was early in his career for a couple of years now. He has struggled to stay on the field. That's really the number one thing he has to prove, is that he can stay healthy enough to provide them with 16 to 17 games worth of cornerback play, worth of outside cornerback play. And then he's got to play well. He's got to play, you know, like he did at the height of his career, because he is not done. You know, there's nothing about him at 29 years old, just turned 29, that would say his best days are behind him. I'm trying to think. We had somebody on the show recently, and I can't remember who it was, who essentially said what you can hope for now with Lattimore is just a productive player on the outside. And I said, well, that's not what they traded for. They traded for a Pro Bowl corner, and they're hoping to get that. He's got a lot to prove. Debo was number two for me, but I've got several people in the running, and did have in the running for number two, several players and a coach specifically who I thought long and hard about as the potential runner-up to Marshawn Lattimore on the who's got the most to prove list. Max went with Daron Payne number one and Brian Robinson Jr. number two. I had both Payne and Robinson Jr. on my others receiving votes list, but I also have a coach and a player who I haven't mentioned, another player on the others receiving votes list as well. If you guys don't mention either, I will mention it after we get through calls. But phone lines are lighting up for this. Who's got the most to prove entering 2025? Let's start with our guy Dominic in Tampa. Dominic, go ahead. Dominic, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now, Dominic.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, for me, so I'm gonna go with a coach. And for me, I'm going to go Joe Witt Jr.
Yeah.
And here's why. Because you're talking about a guy that, you know, when he came from Dallas, he was, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was nothing more than a secondary coach. And this is his first, last year was his first, you know, real defensive coordinator job. And for me, I don't think it was anything to really write home about. I mean, you're talking about one of the worst rushing defenses in the league. And, you know, now you got all of these guys. You got a Luvu, a Wagner, a Lattimore. You know, you got to do what your job and put these guys in the best position possible. So I think, you know, for me, I think he's playing for his job too, in my opinion. I think if it's another underwhelming season on him, I think Dan Quinn's going to look somewhere else to go in that direction if you know, doesn't get it together. And then my second, you know, player.
Your runner up, yeah.
For me, yeah, it's going to be Brandon Coleman. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, you were in essence replaced, not by one player, but by two players in your position, and you got moved to guard. And if you don't perform, you know, as a guard well, now where are you going? Now you're stuck. You can't go back to a tackle position because you're already replaced by two players. So for me, those are my two.
Okay.
And, you know, I think, you know, I hope those two, you know, do what they need to.
Yeah, look, Joe Witt Jr. was right there for me. I was considering him as my runner-up to Lattimore. He's got a lot to prove this upcoming season, a lot. They finished 23rd overall in DVOA defensively, 26th against the run. You know, they just weren't good enough against teams that didn't have a lot. You know, we've been through this, you know, so many times, but, you know, the quarterbacks they faced last year, my God, I mean, that's not what they're likely going to face this year unless there are a slew of injuries. But, you know, facing the giant situation, getting a chance to face Deshaun Watson, who looked like he had checked out completely. Andy Dalton, you know, a young Caleb Williams. You know, obviously you didn't even play Jalen Hurts for a full game in game two. You know, no Dak Prescott last year. Backups, you know, including not only Cooper Rush, but in the season finale, they, you know, they essentially got Trey Lance's trial run. The situation when they faced the Saints, Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener, you know, Will Levis. I mean, it was terrible quarterbacks, terrible passing teams. Now, they face great running backs. There's no doubt about that. They face, you know, one of the unbelievable, you know, opponent running back lists of all time. But Joe Witt Jr.'s got a lot to prove. And to your point, part of it is that he's never been a coordinator before. You know, he was the secondary coach with Quinn in Dallas. And this was his first shot at being a defensive coordinator. Let's see what happens in year two. But they didn't turn people over. That was the other thing. They needed to, you know, that's what they thrived on in Dallas was takeaways, and they didn't get a lot of those. We'll see what happens this year, but he's definitely in the spotlight. He's got to perform. The defense has to perform, or if the defense ends up costing them a deep run in the postseason or even a postseason appearance because they go 9-8 or 10-7 and miss or 8-9, you know, because they just, you know, couldn't get off the field defensively, yeah, the number one item in the offseason will be, who are they going to go out and hire to be the new defensive coordinator? Remember, the head coach oversees this as a defensive head coach. Who's got the most to prove in 2025? Let's go to Day in D.C. Day, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kev? It's Bay.
What's up, Bay? How are you?
I'm the same with Dominic, man. Joe Witt, last year I gave you a pass. This year I can't give you a pass. We invested the most money on that defense. We've gone, we trade out capital, we're paying players. You're gonna have to respond with something real drastic this year, Joe Witt. And my runner-up is Larry Metunsil. I want to know why he's constantly getting traded from every team. I want to know why he's constantly having all these penalties. And I want to see something better than just the name. Those are my two, okay?
That's interesting on Tunsil. That's interesting on Tunsil. You know, they're going to have to pay him here, and you're going to pay him because you traded a boatload for him. And he is still an outstanding at 30 years old. He's one of the best pass-blocking left tackles. But I have less concern about why he's been traded twice. Although, you know, there is a bit of a reddish flag around them trading a guy who was clearly their best offensive line on an offensive line that wasn't very good last year. He made the Pro Bowl again last year. You know, some of that's on reputation. He led the league in penalties for offensive linemen, a lot of false starts. I didn't even consider him. That's actually reasonable. Roland in Annapolis, go ahead. Who's got the most to prove? And then if you've got a runner-up, go ahead and give it to me.
Hey, Kevin, yeah, I was actually going to say Tunsil. I talked to Max before. He said same two players I said, Robinson and Payne for sure. But also another two other acquisitions. What about Kinlaw? Kind of the same thing with Tunsil. He's been traded a couple times. We got to see what he got, you know, because if he ain't got nothing, he's going to be out the league.
And he got paid.
And he got paid, exactly. Like, big contract. Also, Will Harris. You know, we got to see, like, if that is he actually going to, like, contribute to the secondary or what? I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of players got stuff to prove. But, yeah, mainly who we brung in. I mean, I can't put it all on Joe Witt. The players got to perform. I would like to see Joe Witt succeed and go forward, but we got to see what we can do with the pieces that we have. What we got coming in, we're paying them, so they better produce.
We got a lot of answers coming in here. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I wanted to just go back to Brandon Coleman. Last caller, I think, mentioned Brandon Coleman. Brandon Coleman played pretty well last year as a rookie third rounder. You know, got a lot of snaps, played pretty well. He's versatile. I personally don't – everybody's got something to prove, but who's got the most to prove is the question here. I wouldn't really consider Brandon Coleman among the players that have been mentioned, or Joe Witt Jr., who's been mentioned as well. And as far as Kinlaw goes and Will Harris – look, you know, they're coming in here. I guess Kinlaw, because of the contract. I mean, the contract was a bigger contract than expected, but it's not like he gets paid in the higher echelons of defensive tackles. He doesn't. I think he's like 15th in average annual, something like that. It might even be lower than that. And Will Harris signed a very, you know, short-term, you know, low-dollar deal. I guess from our standpoint, he's got to prove, or the organization has to prove, that they were right about Will Harris being every bit of what Chin was last year. But I wouldn't have those players necessarily at the top of who's got the most to prove list. But I like the diversity here in the answers. We're getting a lot of different names. And the Tunsil thing is interesting to me. Ian, go ahead.
Kevin, I think a lot of the answers have been said. Mine was Debo, Lattimore, and Joe Witt Jr. I think that, and then I dropped off on the first segment. The sport I don't watch as much is regular season college basketball. It has become a one-month sport. So thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Ian. Yeah, I mean, I had, as my kind of first player on the others receiving votes, I had Daron Payne followed by Joe Witt Jr., and then Brian Robinson Jr. There's one more player I haven't mentioned that, you know, I think has a lot to prove in the upcoming season. If nobody gives it to me, I'll give it to you. But let's stick with phone lines. 301-230-0980. Who's got the most to prove? It can be a player, it can be a coach, it could be somebody else in the organization if you want it to be. Keith in Clinton. Keith, go ahead.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good,
Keith. I'm going to do my runner-ups first. My runner-up is a three-way tie, and that's Marshawn Lattimore, Brian Robinson, and Debo Samuel. Those are my runner-ups. I'm sorry. It's a three-way tie.
Okay.
And number one, that the award goes to Joe Witt, because he hasn't done anything against any top-quality quarterbacks. You know, it had to be the offense to always come back down and score. In fact, he didn't really do much against the backup quarterback, young quarterbacks, or rookie quarterbacks. And so I'm like, we're going to get some serious quarterbacks this year. And I haven't seen – I mean, it's like he didn't do any kind of studying to say, let me take away this strength from the quarterback. Now, they're going to study our quarterback. Everybody knows he rolls to his right. When he's ready to run out, he's going to run to his right. So we're going to have a harder time this year because people are studying our quarterback from last year. Well, he's like, Joe Witt didn't do any studying. So Joe Witt is my number one in a three-way tie with Lattimore, Robinson, and Samuels.
Thanks for the call, Keith. Appreciate it. Look, on Joe Witt Jr., it's kind of like the running game last year, other than Jaden. Was it more the offensive line, or was it more the running backs, or maybe even the quarterback or play calling? On defense, was the inability to stop the run more about the personnel, or was it more about the scheme and the play calling? We're going to find out. Again this year, you have to have been internally a bit alarmed about what happened, especially against some of the really good backs they faced. And to everybody's point, they just didn't face any offensive juggernauts last year, with the exception of Philadelphia. And even Philadelphia was much more of a defensive, you know, team than anything else. And, you know, there were games like the Philadelphia game at home. If you recall, after Hurts left the game, they actually ended up having one of their better days defensively against the run. You know, it was Barkley ripped off a couple of runs early with Hurts in the game. And then after that, the defense really ended up keeping them in the game. Because remember, one of the reasons they won that game, one of the reasons they were in trouble was five turnovers. One of the reasons they got opportunities to score and come back in the game is they actually got stops in that game. They didn't get stops in a lot of games, but they forced punts and forced field goals in that game. And those were huge. But you know, they were also facing Kenny Pickett, not Jalen Hurts, for 3.5 quarters. Let's go to JYD in D.C. JYD, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's up?
The number one guy is Lattimore. The second guy is Payne.
Okay.
And then Kinlaw.
All right.
Three. I give the coaches a pass simply because – I give them a pass simply because of their record. You know, when you go to the NFC Championship game, I give them a pass. Because, you know, if their record was bad, then I would talk about the coaches. But I ain't going to talk about the coaches.
Yeah, but their defense wasn't good. So I totally understand that Joe Witt Jr. is on the spot here.
But then he again, people talking about scheming up this and scheming that. Before you start talking about scheming up and all this and that, you can't even play basic defenses. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, some of that falls back on the scheme and the coaching. Here's the thing. I can't tell you definitively that they were not a well-coached defensive team, because the truth of the matter is they weren't loaded defensively. But at the same time, it's not like they were completely void of talent. They did have Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner both make second team all pro.
Let's take Payne. Why are you getting blown out of your hole? Your job is to plug the holes and let the linebackers clean it up.
Yeah, Deron didn't have a great year. Deron was the focus a lot of the time of the offensive coordinator of the other team, not like a true superstar would be, but Deron faced more doubles last year than anybody else on that defensive line, including John Allen. I'm going to be interested to see what the loss of John Allen means to the team. Thanks, JYD. Appreciate it. Everybody on hold, stay there. 301-230-0980. We do have an open line if you want to jump in. But everybody there, I see you. We'll get to your who has the most to prove answers when we return. I do want to mention that Window Nation has a great sale going on right now. If you're interested in new windows, now is the time to consider them. 50% off on all window styles and no interest until the year 2030. 0% interest for 5 full years. So you can finance the purchase and not have to worry about interest until the year 2030, all the while paying half price on the windows because you're getting a 50% discount. It's been hot. It's going to stay hot and humid. If your air conditioning has been running on full blast, it's probably because your windows are older and they're inefficient. They're not insulated enough. This is why you should at least call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com, mention my name, and have them come out and just give you a free in-home estimate. It'll take an hour or less. And then when they install the windows, it'll take a day or less. I promise you, you're going to be working with a great company that's customer service driven. You're going to be working with a company that's got a terrific product, and I'm not sure you're going to get a better deal. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. Mention my name for your free in-home estimate.
All right, here's what's happening on this 7-Eleven. It is free Slurpee Day and Wimbledon action going on right now. Men's semifinal. Carlos Alcaraz defeated Taylor Fritz this morning, and he will face the winner of Jannik Sinner taking on the legendary Serbian Novak Djokovic. Currently, Sinner leads Djokovic 1-0, currently up 2-0 into the second set. And the Home Run Derby participants have been finalized. Ronnie Acuna Jr., Byron Buxton, Junior Caminero, O'Neill Cruz, Cal Raleigh, Brett Rooker, James Wood. And last night, rounding out the field, it was announced Jazz Chisholm will be participating in this year's Home Run Derby. That will be on Monday. And the Mystics, they got their win last night over the Las Vegas Aces after erasing a 15-point deficit and fighting it out down the stretch. The Mystics win 70-68. The Wizards, their summer league debut is tonight at 9 p.m. They will take on the Phoenix Suns. And the Nats, they wrap up their series in St. Louis. They fall to the Cardinals by a score of 8-1. A rough outing for Michael Soroka as he threw 91 pitches in just 4 innings. The Nats kick off their series against the Brewers tonight. First pitch is at 8:10. Nats on Deck with Charlie and Dave will be at 7:40 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, you hit subscribe, and Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports, and that is what's trending.